The poll is the first since February, when Kasich and Fitzgerald were running a fairly tight race, and the first since this month's primary made Fitzgerald and Kasich their party's official nominees. The University of Akron's John Green notes it's also the first poll since the well-funded Kasich and groups like the Republican Governors Association started launching biographical and attack ads.
One of the big problems that Mr. Fitzgerald has faced, and it often happens with challengers in a big, diverse state like Ohio, he's not very well known out of northeastern Ohio. Now, if you're a Democratic gubernatorial nominee, it's good to be known in northeastern Ohio, but to be competitive, one has to be known throughout the state. So one of the most important challenges facing Ed Fitzgerald is to become known. And that is a tough challenge when one doesn't have a lot of money, because the easiest way to become known and be known quickly is to go on television, and that's very expensive.
Especially in a diverse state like Ohio with, what, 8 media markets?
It is a problem to run a media campaign in Ohio. You know, depending on how you count it, there are 7, 8, or 9 different media markets. One needs to be on television in all those areas. You know, there's another thing that is to the governor's advantage that this poll reveals. One is that the governor's approval rating is at its highest point since he was elected 4 years ago. And part of the reason for that, one suspects, is something else in the poll, which is that people's perception of the economy is more positive.
Though it still seems that the numbers still seem pretty split on where the economy is going.
You know, it certainly does. And I think that that shows the effects of the slow economic recovery here in Ohio as elsewhere. But Kasich does get some positive marks from voters for his handling of the economy. So part of this may be that, yes, the economy is getting better, but for whatever reason, people perceive that the governor has had something to do with that, or at least did many of the right things. And it's interesting because in some ways, Governor Kasich is a very orthodox Republican. You know, lower taxes, balanced budgets, help business expand. But, you know, he has done a couple of unorthodox things. For instance, supporting the expansion of Medicaid in the state, which was not real popular with some members of his party. And there's another number in the poll that's interesting. A majority of Ohioans, slim majority, but a majority feel that Kasich cares about people like them. And that has often been a problem for conservative office holders, whatever else their virtues may be, in convincing people that they really care about ordinary people. But we have to remember a couple of things about Ohio. One is this is a very diverse state, and in terms of the background political attitudes, very evenly divided. And also we have to remember that events can play a big, important role in campaigns, and we often can't predict what those events might be.
Is there anything in this poll that you look at that you think Ed Fitzgerald said he can celebrate?
You can always find something to celebrate and to work with. But I think one number that's interesting is, of course, that Governor Kasich has taken a fairly strong pro-life position in some of his legislation in the state budget and so forth. And Ohioans are pretty evenly divided on that issue. And that's an issue that Ed Fitzgerald and his Democratic colleagues have campaigned on. And it may very well be that that's an issue that could help generate Democratic turnout.
That's John Green of the Bliss Institute at the University of Akron on the latest results of the Quinnipiac poll. Green cautions that the Quinnipiac poll was taken months before many Ohioans tune into this fall's politics. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.